The last item on the agenda, almost last, is the Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum on the South Dakota Democratic Party, A17-21. Faven, are you presenting, or Ms. Brown?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Mr. Faven.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good morning, Commissioners. Before you is the Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum, ADRM, on the South Dakota Democratic Party. The draft final audit report, known as the DFAR, was provided to the committee on July 1st, 2019, and is attached to the ADRM. The committee responded to the DFAR on July 19th, 2019. The ADRM provides the audit staff's recommendations for each of the following three findings in the DFAR. Finding one, misstatement of financial activity, increased activity. Finding two, contributions from unregistered political organizations. And finding three, reporting of debts and obligations. We are available to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you. Do we have any questions for Mr. Faven? Commissioner?
Thank you, Mr. Faven. We just needed some extra time to consider some things, and thank you for answering some questions, someone in your office, I think, but I'm prepared to approve it.
Great.
As for me, I am generally supportive of the recommendations that are in there. I believe there should be an additional finding in there with respect to joint fundraising. This is one in a series of committees that we've had before us that were engaged in these massive joint fundraising committees where money changed hands very quickly between one committee and another in a way that I think raises issues under the contribution limits. So I intend to first support a motion to add a finding on joint fundraising, but after that, I intend to otherwise approve the document, which I think is otherwise sound and well-reasoned and the right approach.
Okay.
Did you want to say something?
No.
Okay.
Do you want to make your motion first?
Yeah, I think that makes sense. Do you want to make the motion on joint fundraising? Yeah. Motion one. Commissioner Walther.
Thank you, Madam Chair. In A1721 audit of South Dakota Democratic Party, I move that the commission make a finding that the South Dakota Democratic Party violated the joint fundraising regulations and 11 CFR section 102 dash or 102.17C when it received $2,494,000 in net proceeds from the Hillary Victory Fund Joint Fundraising Committee, and on the same day transferred these programs to the Democratic National Committee.
Thank you. Commissioner Walther has moved in A17-21 audit of South Dakota Democratic Party that the commission make a finding that the South Dakota Democratic Party violated the joint fundraising regulations at 11 CFR section 102.17C when it received $2,494,000 in net proceeds from the Hillary Victory Fund Joint Fundraising Committee and on the same day transferred these proceeds to the Democratic National Committee. Any discussion on the motion? If not, I will call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
No.
Motion fails 2-2 with Commissioner Walther and me voting in favor and the Vice Chairman and Commissioner Hunter voting against. Do we have another motion, Commissioner Hunter?
Yes, I move approval of agenda document number 19-40-A.
Thank you. Commissioner Hunter has moved approval of agenda document 19-40-A. The Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum in A17-21, the audit of the South Dakota Democratic Party. Is there any discussion on the motion? If not, I will call the question. All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
And the motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Mr. Faven.
Thank you.
I have been reminded that I was remiss at the beginning of the meeting when I was welcoming Mr. Skinner and congratulating Mr. Stepanovic. We have another new employee. So we are very happy to welcome Christine McLaren to our Office of General Counsel as our new Assistant General Counsel for Administrative Law. She comes to us from the Department of Navy's Bureau of Medicine and Surgery, where she served as the Deputy Counsel. And we are very happy to have her and have her expertise. And we also want to thank Mr. Robert Kahn for serving in an acting capacity while we were doing the personnel hunt. I am really pleased that we are moving to put permanent employees into a number of positions where we had people in an acting position. We always appreciate those who step up and serve in an acting position, but it is better for the agency to have people put in there on a permanent basis. So I'm glad that we're really making some good progress on that front, and welcome Ms. McLaren. Mr. Palmer, do we have any management or administrative matters to discuss?
Madam Chair, we have no such matters.
In that case, this meeting is adjourned.